Good morning, beautiful people, and welcome to the second podcast for Nurture, Nourish, Flourish. This morning, I just actually wanted to read a devotional that I just read, actually. It's a devotional book called Heavenly Minded Mum, or Mom for my American listeners. It's basically a 90-day journey to embrace what matters most, but in this particular devotion, I really felt that it would speak to a lot of young women out there. So I'm just going to read it. It's called The Heavenly Minded Mum Devotion from Katie Bennett. It is epic. And this devotional is entitled The Idol of Chasing Dreams. So the scripture is from 1 Timothy 6 verses 6 to 7. And it says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world and we cannot take anything out of the world. So those big dreams we are cherishing and pursuing, chasing them is like chasing after the wind. Our career, our striving for fame or success, our ceaseless pursuit of that thing we want. These aspirations grab our hearts and consume our lives. We devote our time, effort, and attention to their realization and years of our lives to achieving our dream. Perhaps we work extra hours and lose sleep. Perhaps we become stressed and grumpy and it shows in how we treat others. Or maybe we feel dejected because we do not have a dream or know our dream. As this dream narrative plays out in our lives, we run the risk of focusing on the wrong thing entirely. My husband and I both work to generate an income from home through self-employment endeavors. We work hard not only to make ends meet, but also to have the financial freedom in our lives. It's easy to burn the candle at both ends in an attempt to generate money and success. But the thing I've noticed is this: more money and more success do not actually satisfy the soul. True satisfaction is found in the discipline of contentment, no matter the circumstances. What is your biggest and best dream? Imagine dedicating your life to it. Imagine seeing it come true as a result of your life's devotion. Now, imagine coming to the end of your time on this earth. The heavens will disappear with a roar and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. There you will stand before the throne of God. Will you be glad for the way you invested your time, talents, and resources? Will that dream matter? If it was centered on something that holds eternal value, seeing the gospel advanced or investing in new believers who grow in maturity and so on, then yes. If your dream was more about getting ahead or enjoying yourself, then no, probably not. Everything you've pursued for your own acclaim and satisfaction will be gone. In fact, in God's upside down economy, many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first, from Matthew 19:30. Although our worldly dreams may well be void of inherent lasting value, neither are they evil. In fact, when these same dreams are wholeheartedly surrendered to the God who created us to dream, they can become beautiful offerings to Him. When we unclench our fists and entrust our dreams to God, we have the privilege of moving in His grace, according to His leading. This is where joy and abundant life reside. So do this now. Open your hands literally and pray. Recognize the emptiness or true value within your dreams and give them to God who loves you. And a couple of questions here are, how do your ambitions and pursuits distract you from living an eternally significant life? And how do your dreams line up with eternal values? And you know what, girls, I just want to make it clear, it's not wrong to have dreams. You know, Jesus is our ultimate dream maker, and it is healthy to have dreams, but I think what this devotion is saying is focusing all our attention on our dreams and finding satisfaction in them is not going to bring you true satisfaction. Now, true satisfaction is found when we focus on Jesus, when we turn our eyes heavenward, turn our gaze up to heaven, and focus on Him. You know, I always come back to that gorgeous old hymn, and it says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, for the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Every time we make the choice to focus on Him and not the distractions around us, that is where true joy is found. You know, happiness and joy are two completely different things, because happiness is based on our circumstances and our external circumstances, whereas joy is an internal knowing that no matter what is going on in your world, that you have Jesus and He is your ultimate joy. So I pray that this devotion blessed you today. If you've got any questions or would like any discussion, please email me, nurturenourishflourish@hotmail.com, or you can visit my Instagram page, nurturenourishflourish. Thanks so much for joining us, girls, and have a blessed day. Love you lots.